Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and don't forget that WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein and I are extending our weekly podcast, Digesting Politics, which was way back once upon a time going to end on Super Tuesday. We will now continue digesting politics until the Democrats have a nominee. October, November, December, whatever it is. Digesting Politics is a web-only feature that you won't hear on the radio. We record one every week. Sign up for the Digesting Politics podcast for free at WNYC.org. Now, if you were given one wish that could change the world, what would you choose? Would you wish that everybody would stop for one day and watch a movie together, perhaps? Well, that's exactly what Jehane Nujeim asked for when she won the TED Prize, an annual award that allows the recipient to make one big world-changing wish. She's calling it Pangea Day, and on May 10th, all across the planet, people will gather at the exact same time to watch a series of global independent films. Is that great or what? Will this plan really change the world, though? Here to talk about it is Jehane Nujeim, filmmaker and director of the award-winning documentary Control Room, and Chris Anderson, the curator of TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. Jehane, welcome back, and Chris, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Tell us exactly what you wished for.
Well, the first thought, of course, is that people do need medical supplies, food and water, rather than movies. But the hope is that one would lead to the other. So a global day where imagine a kind of World Cup of storytelling where people just sat from a Bedouin camp outside of Amman, Jordan, to schools around the world, to community centers. People have signed up to host screenings. About 1,000 screenings have been organized in about 100 locations in the world. And people will be stopping for 4 hours to watch films and music and speakers all at the same time. So that's the wish. It's a global campfire of storytelling.
And Chris, tell us a little bit more about the TED Prize. Were you responsible for Jehane getting her wish?
Well, I was one of those involved. And what excited us about her originally was her passion to really understand the other. You know, it's underlying so many of the world's big problems are the fact that we're stuck in this us-them mindset. There isn't a problem in the world that matters, from global warming, poverty, human rights, peace, you know, that wouldn't be moved, wouldn't be shifted a bit if people shifted that us-them thinking to a, you know, we the human race thinking. And film is an incredibly powerful way to do that. So I certainly personally got very excited by Jehane's idea. Film does change the way people think. And if you could use the technology we have now to really do for the first time, to create the sense of a global campfire, of people really connecting to each other and having that shared experience, we predict it's going to have quite a strong impact on the people who attend. I think it's going to be a powerful experience on May 10th.
On May 10th, to be called Pangea Day. Jehane, is that your title for it?
It's actually one of our interns who came in and said, what was that word when all of the continents were stuck together? It was pan, everyone said Pangea, that's what it was. So, yeah, it's 250 million years ago when all of the continents were connected. That was the name of the landmass, Pangea.
So you want to connect, obviously, people on every continent through film in this case. How many screens will there be and how many locations?
I think we have about 100 locations, 100 different countries, about 1,000 different screens. And then it's being shown on networks and theater chains in New York City.
Yeah. I mean, it's what's been so exciting just as from a media standpoint is how this idea has become a big global media operation of really staggering proportions. I mean, that there are broadcast deals covering more than 100 countries now. You know, here in the U.S., it's on Current TV. In New York, I think that's Channel 103 at 2 o'clock on Saturday, May 10th. But we're in every continent, and then additionally, We've got agreements with some very enthusiastic people on the web, Akamai and MSN, that are allowing us to broadcast this full screen. So anyone with a broadband internet connection can either go to our website, pangeaday.org, or go to the MSN website.
Wow.
And watch the program there. So it's really exciting seeing that come together.
Do you have a screen at the Tribeca Film Festival?
We are having a panel.
I think
that's right. I think the festival is about over by then. But we have a panel discussion tomorrow night, actually, and there's a lot of interest in that.
Aha, uh-huh, that you're both in.
Correct.
We are. If you go on May 10th, if you go to the Google map, you can see on pangeaday.org, you can see where everybody's signed up to host screenings, so you can find a screening near you. I think there's a big one being organized at the Paley Center. And so the idea is that people will join together, gather in groups, and watch.
We're going to play a clip from one of the films in a minute, but tell us about the scope of films and who's choosing them and how.
Mm-hmm. Well, we put a call out about 8 months ago saying, if you had a few minutes of the world's attention, what story would you tell? And we put this call out to film schools all around the world, and well-known filmmakers and completely unknown filmmakers submitted their films. And we were looking for films that really got at human emotions and one of the human universals, so that you could find films that related to, that people could relate to on different sides of the world. So if it's about hope or fear or love or anger, you know that everybody around the world has experienced that emotion. Not a lot of language is what we were looking for. And did it really get you inside somebody's head? Could you see the world from a different perspective? Did it kind of try to eliminate these us-them boundaries? And that's really what we were looking for.
So here's a clip from one film called Operation Homecoming by Richard Robbins. Are you familiar with this?
I am.
So I'm guessing it's a series of stories of soldiers coming back from Iraq?
It is.
And here is Staff Sergeant Jack Lewis setting up his story from Operation Homecoming.
War is a passage, whether you live or whether you die. If you undergo a change that significant, it's a story you feel like you have to tell in a way. I'm not psychologically trained or even inclined, but, you know, maybe that was my therapy in a way. To give some of this away.
And I gather, I haven't seen this, but I gather that what follows is a devastating story of an accidental death of an Iraqi civilian and shared grief. So not all the movies are full of happiness and puffy clouds.
Not all of them, but the hope is that we'll be taking a journey. So there will be, similar to a movie, parts where you're laughing, parts where you're very moved and upset, but it's a journey.
Now, Chris Anderson, maybe we should say, for the tech savvy in the audience, and there are many of you, that there is the Chris Anderson of The Long Tail fame and Wired magazine, and there is the Chris Anderson of TED. I'm sure you overlap with the other Chris Anderson to some degree.
Now, we're good friends, and we're constantly being confused, and we both, well, I certainly love it. I love getting notes from people saying, I loved your book.
Right. Now, other TED Prize winners have included former President Bill Clinton, writers Dave Eggers and Karen Armstrong, and Bono. What do they all have in common with Jahan?
They all have in common the ability to inspire the group of people who come to TED to do something really spectacular. The idea of the prize is to tap into the collective resources, energy, and contacts of the people who come to TED, who are a very wide-ranging and remarkable group of people, and get them to collaborate to do something really amazing that might not get done any other way. And so we award the prize to people who we think, you know, could inspire them to do that. And that certainly has happened in this case. I mean, the number of people who have made some kind of contribution to Pangaea Day is spectacular. We had Avenue A Race Official here in New York have done a huge effort building the website for Pangaea Day, and it's really beautiful. And there's just countless others. Some people contributed money. People have arranged distribution both on TV and online and so forth.
By the way, we did put a question on our webpage in conjunction with this that we'll just use to seed a future conversation. But it's up there right now. And the question is, has a film ever changed your world? And we want to know what film that was and how it did change your world. So go and tell us those stories at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. It does seem, Chris, like some of the other recipients of this prize have had more tangible goals, improving public schools or improving AIDS education in Africa. Why choose a film project?
Well, TED's mantra is ideas worth spreading. You go to TED and you see, you know, ideas from lots of different people. And I certainly believe very profoundly in that as a way of changing the world, that if you can change mindset, you know, everything else stems from there. And so, you know, we say on our website, you know, that films don't change the world, but the people who watch them can. And I think anyone who's been to a movie and has had that experience of starting a movie, seeing this strange character, and by the end of the movie, you know, falling in love with them or just seeing the world through their shoes, it is transformative. I think what interests me about this idea is that there's actually a lot of science now suggesting that the us-them division is really goes to two different, you know, moral algorithms in our minds. We treat people differently from a moral perspective if we think of them as us or them. Them are the people who we mistrust, we're suspicious of, and we're capable in certain circumstances of being violent to. And so if you can, rather than, you know, a simple way to change the world is to expand the us, the people who we consider us. And it turns out, and again, there's good science backing this now, that seeing people differently through images, through storytelling, that can actually make that shift. That's incredibly exciting.
So I guess consistent with, you know, the overall definition of TED, which stands for technology, entertainment, and design, you are putting a lot of faith in technology to unify people with this award.
I think that's right. I mean, I think one of my goals, certainly for Pangaea Day, is to show, you know, the world that there are more imaginative ways than we've done so far to use technology to really make this global connection. We're at a state where our weapons and our gas emissions and so forth impact the world. I don't think we've quite thought imaginative enough yet of how we can use media to really connect the world and kind of do an end run around the tedious, you know, nationalistic us-them headbutting that is going on all the time and that threatens to destroy us all.
So, Jahan, what happens after Pangaea Day on May 10th? What happens after everybody watches these films? What's your hope for how it will resonate into the future, and is there any actual follow-up?
Mm-hmm. Besides world peace on May 11th.
Of course.
Okay. So besides that, the hope is that it will continue every year so that people will start submitting their films for the following year. I think it's similar to a movie. When you walk out of that door, whether your mind is changed and you do something that day or if you're affected, you realize you're affected a few months down the line, it's not necessarily tangible, a mind shift or how you think about the world. And so I hope that people will come back the following year, start to submit films for the following year. And Chris, there's...
Well, I mean, right on the website going forward, people will be able to go and review all the films that they've seen. A lot of them provoke further questions, and so I think there'll be an ongoing conversation there. There's also a lot more films than we'll have time to show on the day. So PangaeaDay.org should, I hope, become a conversation for people who want to use film as the kind of agenda for having a conversation with other people around the world.
PANGEA.
PANGEA.org.
Day.org,
sorry.
Pangaea Day, May 10th. World Peace, May 11th. Mass Personal Enlightenment, May 12th. Jahan Najam, thank you very much. And Chris Anderson, thank you very much. Even a panel discussion tomorrow at the Tribeca Film Festival.